Listening Library presents Carnival Magic by Amy Efron. Read for you by Lorraine Newman. For Maya, Anna, and Ethan, whose love and imagination inspire me every day. Chapter 1. The Cottage at Devon by the Sea.
I'll take the attic, said Tess,
tearing up the third flight of stairs before Max even had a chance to fully understand the question.
It's a 3-bedroom house, Aunt Evie had said when they walked in the door. 4 if you count the attic. So, since your parents are coming in a few days, one of us has to take the attic, and I don't think it's going to be me.
It's mine, said Tess emphatically.
She thought an attic bedroom was possibly a charming idea. A little scary, but in a good way. It also occurred to her that her brother Max might be a little scared if he slept up there, even though he wouldn't want to admit it. So she instantly claimed it. Tess hesitated on the landing at the top of the stairs. She held her breath as she popped the door open, frightened it might be dusty, musty, or dotted with spiders. But the room was flooded with sunlight from a triangular window that looked out onto the sea. It was a small room, well, tiny, but blue and white striped wallpaper lined 2 of the walls, and the wall with the window was painted white, so that it was almost cheerful. There was a double bed covered with a down quilt and big white pillows. The ceiling sloped down a bit like a triangle toward the window, so she figured she had to be careful getting out of bed on the right side.